Trends in MSHA Surface. Mobile Equipment Compliance. The Mine Safety and Health Administration's MSHA Surface Mobile Equipment rule became effective in January 2024, with a July 2024 compliance deadline. Because enforcement has been ongoing for about 2 years, it's worth reviewing the data for metal/non-metal mines and considering trends in enforcement. Perhaps the best place to start is by considering 30 CFR Section 56-2302A, the provision requiring metal/non-metal operators to implement a written safety program. Quick hits. Enforcement data from July 2024 through April 2026 shows citations under the Surface Mobile Equipment Rule have generally declined as metal, and non-metal mine operators have moved toward compliance with written safety program requirements. Enforcement has been uneven across districts, with Dallas and Warrendale accounting for most citations under Section 56.23002A, while many other districts issued few or none. Most citations have been treated as non-SNS paperwork violations, but future enforcement may focus more heavily on annual updates, minor input, program availability, and more severe citations after accidents or changing mine conditions. Enforcement snapshot. The data shows MSHA issued 863 citations under this regulation between July 2024 and April 2026. Of those citations, 432 were issued in 2024, 369 in 2025, and 62 in 2026 through April. This suggests operators have been coming into compliance over time, with the number of citations written for mines not having a program declining. Enforcement of Section 56.23002A appears to be extremely uneven, with two districts in particular issuing a disproportionate number of citations. Indeed, those two districts, Dallas and Warrendale, issued 66% of the citations under Section 56.23002A, 256 and 317 respectively. In addition, five districts issued either one or zero citations under the provision. Another eight issued 20 or fewer citations under Section 56.23002A. About 11 of the 863 citations issued under Section 56.23002A resulted in 104B failure to abate orders, suggesting that around 1% of the mines cited may not have had a program of any kind, yet were unable to formulate one within the time for abatement. Only 13 of the 863 citations under Section 56.23002A were marked as significant and substantial SNS. Further, only 57 were issued as high negligence. The data suggests almost all citations issued under this provision so far have been treated like a typical paperwork violation. Section 56.23002B requires that metal/non-metal operators designate at least one person responsible for evaluating and updating the Mobile Equipment Safety Program. From July 2024 through April 2026, only 32 citations were issued under this provision. All of them were designated as non-SNS, and none were designated as high negligence. The particular requirements within the Surface Mobile Equipment Safety Program for metal/non-metal operators are set forth in Section 56.23003A. MSHA issued 70 citations under this provision from July 2024 through April 2026, eight of which were designated as SNS. Nine had high negligence designations, with seven of those occurring in 2025. This suggests at least some operators may have been tardy in creating a compliant program. In addition to the 70 citations under Section 56.23003A, Other citations were issued under subparts of that section. 18 were issued under subpart A1, which sets forth the required components of a program. 10 of those were issued in 2024, with only 2 issued so far this year. All 18 citations were non-SNS, and 3 were evaluated as high negligence. An additional 10 citations were issued under the components of 56.23003 A2 and 4, relating to other components of a program, half of which were marked as SNS. These appear to identify gaps or problems with components of safety programs. MSHA issued 92 citations between July 2024 through April 2026, pursuant to Section 56.23003B. That regulation requires the individual deemed to be a responsible person to update the written safety program annually, or as mining conditions change, accidents or injuries occur, or as changes to mobile equipment are made. 53 of those citations were issued by 2 district offices, Dallas and Vacaville. 62 of the 92 citations under Section 56.23003B were issued in 2026, with only 30 issued in 2025. This suggests many of the citations may have been issued for failing to update a program at least annually, as required by the regulations. Section 56.23003C requires an operator to solicit input from miners and their representatives in developing and updating the program. MSHA issued 24 citations pursuant to this provision, with 18 issued by the Dallas District Office. Finally, Section 56.23004 requires metal/non-metal operators to make the written program available for review and inspection by MSHA personnel and miners' representatives, as well as to provide a copy upon request. 18 citations were issued by MSHA at 15 different mines over the last 2 years. All were non-SNS, and none were high negligence. Looking ahead, it will be interesting to monitor ongoing enforcement of the rule and consider whether MSHA increases the gravity of citations over time, whether operators are cited for failing to update their plans as conditions change, and whether operators are cited more severely under the rule following accidents or injuries relating to surface mobile equipment. Ogletree Deacon's Workplace Safety and Health Practice Group will continue to monitor developments and will post updates on the Mine Safety blog as additional information becomes available. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts. A version of this article was previously published in Pit & Quarry magazine.